Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is speaking up for ourselves. Yeah, this is a difficult one for most of us codependents, right?
Good morning, Chas. Yes, that would be a big yes.
Yeah, I know it's been one of the hardest things for me to do is to speak up to people.
Well, I know I've had lots of practice lately.
You sure have.
It's not comfortable, but there is no other choice. You can't just let people walk over you like a doormat. Mm-hmm. And I've spent too much of my life allowing that. So as hard as it is sometimes to speak up, it is the right thing to do. It is the right thing to do. Because otherwise, you just swallow your feelings, and then you're resentful, right?
Yep.
And in fairness to the other person, too, just need to say what's on your mind.
Yeah. And it's all out of fear, you know. So obviously your fear has greatly lessened because you are speaking up.
Oh, no, my fear is ramped up. It's a greatly lessened.
Okay. It's ramped up. Well, it sounded good.
It's ramped up, but it still doesn't mean I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, you do it even if, what's that saying, even if your knees are knocking?
Yeah.
You still do it. So even though,
I know. I was telling you this morning, I'll have the conversation. I mean, I always do. It's just, I see I'm putting one off right now. And I don't even understand why there's so much fear wrapped around this one, honestly. Like, this should be an easy conversation for me to have.
No. Why do you think it's going to be easy?
I don't know. I kind of know the other person's reaction is going to be defensive because it always is when this topic comes up. So
how enjoyable is that?
It's not, and it changes our relationship every time because then there's like this barrier that shows up there. Yeah. And I don't like that feeling. But I mean, I will have the conversation. I just see that I'm putting this one off.
But even though feels like there's a barrier, isn't there a barrier when you don't speak your mind?
You're right. So either way, at least it's just
what is the right thing to do? That's the question. Thing to do. What does this moment call for?
Well, you just got to talk about it.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, it surprises me because, you know, I've spoken up to some of the biggest bullies in my life and like really spoken up there, and the fear is still there. Like, you would think that it, I don't know, like, why doesn't it get better? Like, does it get better? Is it getting better? Like you said, your fear is ramped up.
It's ramped up, but there's a lot of different factors here. And it's the first time with these particular people that I have given myself a voice. So, of course.
Yeah.
It's comfortable.
I guess it changes with each situation, right?
It does. And, you know, it doesn't mean you're not going to be afraid. But fear used to stop me. And fear doesn't stop me anymore. That's the difference, Chas. It doesn't. I'm just going to speak up and that's it. I'm going to speak my mind.
Yeah.
You know? So I have a voice today and I get to express myself.
And that part feels good. Like that part, even if things are messy and even if, you know, your fear is ramped up, that part feels good to do for yourself because that is a form of self-love for yourself.
Yes. Yeah, it really is.
Especially for those of us that haven't given ourselves a voice. Yeah, it might be scary, but it also feels very empowering to do that, especially if you've never done it.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. So does mean you're not afraid, though. It's just, yeah. it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, I guess that's still some of my thinking, like, if you walk through some of these, you know, big fearful things, that fear is just going to disappear. And it's like, but no, that's not so. Like, there's still more fear to walk through. But you learn to keep walking through it, I guess, is the difference. You don't let it own you.
Exactly. That's the difference. And maybe in time it just becomes very comfortable, but initially it's not. It's very uncomfortable. I mean, I have been learning to speak up for years, but this is in a new situation with completely different people. So
Completely.
Oh yeah. I had to speak up in my Zoom class. I mean, you know, there's moments that I've had to do it, but I said, this is with some people that I really, it's just uncomfortable. Let me say that.
I'm realizing, you know, we're always saying what we need to hear, but I'm realizing a conversation I had yesterday, with someone we were with, and I told her she needs to speak up. I said, don't let people walk over you. Exactly what I said to her. Because I can see she doesn't have a voice, but yet she does. Like, she has these things that are bothering her, but she won't, you know, she won't speak up to people. Even with something silly, like they forgot to give her something on her tray of food yesterday, and she didn't speak up, but she was upset about it. And it's like, go back and ask for it. Like, just interesting. But
yeah, we're always teaching what we need to learn, Jess.
Just realize that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's easier to see it and to tell other people what they should be doing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's easier. I mean, I know it's not that easy. I know when I say it's not that easy for them, because it's not that easy for me. So,
no, but maybe it was helpful to encourage her as you encourage yourself.
Yeah, right? Maybe. Sometimes we just need to have that permission, you know? I never had permission to do those things. So when I started getting permission, that was very helpful. I needed that. I needed to know it was okay.
Yep, absolutely.
And that even if, you know, things fell apart with the people I was having these conversations with, like, I was still supported. I still had my support system that was going to support me. That was important, so that I didn't feel completely abandoned.
Right.
So, speaking up for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's challenging for us codependents.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, don't let people walk over you, though.
So what's your word today? I have to end it short.
I know.
Put it shorter. I have to go this morning.
I think I'm going with love again today.
Okay. Yeah, that was a good word for you yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
I'm going with faith.
Okay, that's a good one, too.
I'm pulling hard on that one today.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I wish you a faith-filled day.
Yes, and I wish you a day of love.
Yeah. Thanks, and thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com, and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!